You know, over the weekend, I said this in the first hour. I wanted to get to now to play this audio. Whether you've heard it already or not, I think every time I hear it, I get something else out of it every time I listen to it. And this was during an OTA practice, or they were in the locker room, and Kellen Winslow with his new team with the Seattle Seahawks. And Michael Robinson is a player for the Seahawks. Now, he has this, I guess he's trying to, he's got his own YouTube channel, and he's trying to do his own videos, calls it The Real Rob. And so he goes around the locker room and interviews specific players. Well, one of the players he interviewed for his latest edition was Kellen Winslow. And Kellen Winslow didn't really have glowing reviews for Greg Schiano. So let's go ahead. I mean, this audio, I cut it down to only 40 seconds. So let's go ahead and listen to it, and then I'll give you my reaction to it. If you do hear dead air in between, that's where he was bleeped out. So he was cussing up a storm.
Real Schiano came over there. Toes on the line, toes on the line. Blowing the whistle, you can't laugh, you can't joke around. So I decided not to go to OTAs.
All right. Let's start there. So what you take from that situation, there were people upset. There was people upset that the Buccaneers got rid of Kellen Winslow. Because when you look at his statistics, well, gosh, he's catching a lot of passes. He's producing. His production is up. He's going for a lot of yards. There's some people, not everyone. I'm in the, and have always been in the category of people that I was glad to see Kellen Winslow gone. Whether it was for a sixth round pick, a seventh round pick, or just addition by subtraction. And I know that we just had Lee DeKemper on, and he said it was a me thing. You know, this is, and maybe it is, a selfish perspective from Kellen Winslow. But what I took from it was, my God, my new coach is going to make me work. Dear God. How am I going to survive in the NFL if my coach is going to make me work and not just fool around and joke around? Like, I don't know, what was previously here? I feel so bad for a guy like Kellen Winslow, who had a new coach that came in that wasn't going to fool around with his players, that was actually going to, you know, coach. And be that authority figure that they need. See, this shines a lot of light onto what, you know, I think a lot of people have been saying about what had gone on last year. You know, you hear lack of accountability, and you hear all these instances of what took place last year with this Buccaneers team and inside the locker room. And then it's, you get a guy like Kellen Winslow who's trying to defend Raheem Morris. And if I'm Raheem Morris, now I don't know, Raheem Morris might be saying, yeah, that's right. That's right. I was a player's coach. But if I was Raheem Morris, I'd be like, shut your mouth. And the reason being is what he continues to say here.
They got my man Rob out of there, and I was loyal to him. Would take a bullet for that dude, so I had to roll, man.
What was so cool about Ra?
What was so cool about him?
Man, the cool thing about Ra is Ra could be right here talking with us right now.
Oh, that's great.
And he wasn't a company coach. He was a player's coach.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he was.
I mean, just everything about him, man. He was real. Like, you could talk to him face-to-face, real man-to-man. And they fired the wrong dude up there.
They fired the wrong dude up there or out there. You know, see, that's the point I'm making, is that if I'm Raheem Morris, I'm like, whoa. You know, I have no problem with a head coach being able to talk to his players. You should be able to talk to your players. Whether you're a disciplined coach, whether you're Tom Coughlin or Greg Schiano, or whether you're a quote-unquote player's coach, Raheem Morris, Pete Carroll where Kellen Winslow is right now. You know, I have no problem either way. You should be able to talk to your players. But to just be able to sit with them in the locker room and shoot the whatever, the bleep, as a lot of that was bleeped out. You know, I really think it just goes to show you the perception. And once again, you look at Kellen Winslow, he was one of Raheem's guys. There was a double standard in the locker room. And that's why you don't see a guy like Tanner Jackson here anymore. Oh, well, he wasn't doing what we were asking. Well, yeah. Of course he wasn't doing what you were asking. He wasn't doing what you were asking the year before either. And so he's gone, and Kellen Winslow's gone. There's no coincidence there. And I think people will make the argument that, you know, Aqib Talib was Raheem's guy. Well, he might be, but you know what? Aqib Talib has been busting his ass this offseason. And when you hear all the comments about Aqib Talib, hey, he's doing the right thing. Believe it or not. Maybe the first time in his career, he's doing the right thing. The only time we've heard his name is when people have brought it up because he's going to trial. So really, there hasn't been any news stories regarding Aqib Talib. And when you talk to people, especially Greg Schiano, he's doing everything we ask him to do. He's the hardest worker we have out there. But that was the mindset of some of the players. And that's the mindset that the Buccaneers don't want on their roster, is Kellen Winslow in the locker room saying, nah, it's too serious for me. We're not allowed to joke around, so, you know, I'm not going to go to OTAs. I had to get up out of there. I hate to break the news to you, Kellen, but you didn't have to get up out of here. The Buccaneers threw your ass out in a heartbeat. They didn't want you around anymore. They didn't want you tainting the mind of Josh Freeman. They didn't want you scurrying around Josh Freeman and making sure Freeman forces the ball to you so that Freeman throws more interceptions. They didn't want that anymore. They wanted players that would practice. They wanted players that would do whatever it took for their team to succeed. Not for them to succeed, for their team to succeed. Hey, Winslow said he'd take a bullet for Raheem Morris. A bullet. That's strong stuff.
Well, he is a soldier.
There's where it all comes together. But so many times we heard about the double standard with the Buccaneers last year in regards to the players in the locker room. That is as big of evidence to that as you're going to have. And I think what he said in such a candid way, and when you watch the video, I think I even put the video on my Facebook page. I know it's on JoeBucksFan.com. When you watch the video, it's like he's saying it so nonchalantly, like, man, this guy wanted us to be serious. And, you know, I'm not going to do that. Toes on the line. Please, I know a lot of you played high school football. I know a lot of you have. I know that my coach, Bob Enriquez, who still coaches at Tampa Catholic, when we were there, and I'm sure he still does it today, gassers over to the sideline and toes on the line. Why is it a big deal that an NFL coach is telling you to put your toe on the line and to be serious at practice? Really? And that's why you needed to get up out of here, because your coach was too hard on you? I mean, you freaking baby. You call yourself a soldier. You act tough. And you're crying because your coach was too hard on you. There are so many curse words that I want to throw out right now. But I won't. Because
someone need a hug.
I'd like to stay employed, but I just am dumbfounded at his comments. Not only his comments, but his attitude and his just, that's his way of life. Because of the way he said it. It's just like, hey, man, the guy's trying to make us work. As I said, Bob Enriquez is still at Tampa Catholic. He's still running those Crusader Prides, which I don't know about you. I'm not a big fan of conditioning, but the Crusader Prides was, we'd have to sprint the length of the field, jog half the end zone, walk half the end zone, sprint the length of the field, jog half the end zone, walk half the end zone, and that's one. And one was good for me. So whether it's toes on the line, everyone to the sideline, everyone in the corner, or whatever phrase your coach is going to use, you respect your coach and you do what your coach tells you to do. And you're not? I'm an NFL player. I'm a tight end. Soldier. I catch that rock, he also said in the video. He catches the rock. That's great, but if you're not going to do what everyone else on the team is going to do, if you're not going to dedicate your life to making the team better, not yourself better, and I'm fine with you making yourself better if it benefits the team, but if it's all about you, and that comes, now we come to the full circle, to where Lita Kemper was talking about the selfish part about this. If it's all about you and you can't handle a tough coach and you need a coach that would come into the locker room and shoot the with you, then I this just reinforces every feeling I've ever had about the guy. I think there are some people out there that they're waiting. I think there are some people, whether it be in the media or fans, that are waiting to see if the Buccaneers have success, that are waiting for Greg Schiano to get tougher, and they're ultimately going to use that and use a comment like this against Schiano because he told him to put his toes on the line and do some conditioning? I mean, your knee can't hurt that. If your knee hurts that bad, then you need to retire. If you can't do conditioning. Man, I want to laugh during practice. Hey, you can start laughing when you win 10 straight games, not when you lose 10 straight games. That's when you can start laughing. When I heard that audio, and I didn't think too much of it because people started texting it out or tweeting it out, I think, late on Friday. And I was like, nah, how bad could it be? And then I went and listened to it. I was like, you son... That's how I felt. And then I had a big old smile on my face because I said, you know what? We don't have to deal with that anymore. Not just him. We don't have to deal with that whole scenario, that whole situation, that type of attitude anymore, because it's not going to be tolerated. Because if you have that attitude, and this is to every player on the Bucs roster right now, and the good news is every player on the Bucs roster right now is not like this, but that attitude won't be tolerated. Because if you have that attitude, guess what? See ya. We'll find people that actually want to win games around here and not fool around and laugh.